101.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Drive Time, welcome back. 5 minutes before the news. As the reopening of schools is delayed for the 2021 academic year due to the increase of COVID-19 cases, concerns mount that children's being exposed to violence may increase. Online for comment, Director of Programs at Healing for Memories, Fatima Swart. Fatima, assalamu alaikum. Welcome.
Walaikum assalam, Shafiq, and thanks for the invitation.
Right. What do you make of it? I'm sure it's pretty much a no-brainer that due to the reopening of the schools being delayed, children's exposure to violence increasing?
Yes, as you say, it is a no-brainer. I mean, even before the lockdown, we know that children have been targets and have been really vulnerable to domestic violence, sexual abuse, exploitation, trafficking, and a whole range of other abuses like cyberbullying, but also the violence of the economic violence of poverty that just also increases with the vulnerability of young children's emotional and psychological state. So one is very concerned that there is not enough, there has never been enough referral systems or support to give to young children that are at risk. And the lockdown has intensified it, and not going to school has further intensified it. Because at least at school, one hopes, and it is at times true, that the teachers would pick up on children that are being violated, children who are being physically abused, children who are being bullied. At least there are more adults that are looking out for the child. So now we have children locked up in houses with the abusers, without any way out. And also because the parents themselves and the caregivers are also going through their own traumas around COVID-19. Their behavior would also kind of spike. And they could be much easier triggered into behaving in ways towards younger children that is really not desirable. So there's a great concern in terms of what can we as organizations, as NGOs, as communities, as teachers do to at least mitigate some of the impact that this COVID-19 is having on children, as well as not being able to go to school.
So very briefly, how does one mitigate what is a somewhat dire and desperate situation?
Yeah, I mean, what in terms of what our organization is doing, is that our youth facilitators are organizing some play groups in communities where at least they would be able to interact with the children and they would be able to ask or have conversations about just what is happening around in the house, how they feel, how they're feeling about the loss of parents, children, grandparents, and so on. A lot needs to be done in terms of creating referral systems for children. Just talking to the boys' town people today, there's been an increase for the need of these kind of homes, but also just taking young children out in open spaces where they are able to be free a bit. The big problem is that particularly with parents who still have their jobs, fortunately have their jobs, but who are unable to provide support for childminder or somebody for their children because already they earn a pittance. So they are at the mercy of the brothers and sisters, the elder ones, or other adults in the home that might be abusive. And I think for that, it's very important that there is some kind of community network within streets and communities where people can look out for each other's children, you know? Where if you haven't seen a child for a while, that you actually go and inquire, if you know that there isn't an adult at home and it's only children looking after themselves, that there are people, that there are neighbors that are able to inquire. I think also that the corporate organizations must come to the party here in terms of making it possible for workers to bring their kids to work and creating a space where they can be occupied or get somebody in that can do activities with those children, because at least that will also prevent abuse taking place in where there's no supervision, you know. I think that is just some of the few things that we're encouraging people to do, apart from doing workshops with adults in giving them the tools and the skills to be able to identify when children are being abused. Because most of the time, we don't want to believe that the abusers are living under our own roof. So we're not quite aware of the signs that the child is being sexually abused or is going through some trauma. So I think it's important that we do have these popular education workshops where we can alert caregivers of children to look out for certain signs that would give them an indication that children are being abused in different kinds of ways.
Fatima Swart, Director of Programs Healing of Memories, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Drive Time 91.3, always on the cutting edge.